Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dan Williams, the MLA for Peace River, and also the province's Minister of Mental Health and Addictions. Because first of all, Dan, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to chat with you, Kyle.
All right. First thing we want to talk about here is the new session of the Alberta Legislature gets up and running this week. I guess, first of all, for you, Dan, what are kind of some of your, priorities going into this?
Well, thanks for having me on, Kyle. This legislative agenda is very exciting for us. A lot of really good legislation coming forward. Today is the first day back in the legislature for parliamentarians. We're going to be introducing bills to preserve choice for minors, strengthen the ties between parents and children within education, protect fairness and safety for biological women in sports, and that's just to name a few of them. It's very exciting, important legislation, and we're moving forward.
Now, I know one of the things you've been working on that the in your minister role has been on the different recovery communities, and I know you've had a few of them open up in the past a little bit, and I know there's one in Grand Prairie that's in the works as well. What have been some of the kind of results you've been seeing from those, and what's kind of sort of the progress on the Grand Prairie community?
Well, thanks, Kyle. These recovery communities are part of the Alberta recovery model. It's a full continuum for those who are suffering from addiction. For too long, the only policy setting in all of Canada has been to facilitate addiction. If we look at downtown Vancouver as a good example of that, the truth is that the policies by the radical activists has been to have more drugs dumped onto our street with drug consumption sites in every street corner and nobody getting healthy with the so-called health care provided to those in addiction. Alberta's turning the page and looking at a different response. Instead, we think those suffering from addiction ought to get treatment. We need them off the streets, not threatening our community members because they're speedballing methamphetamine and fentanyl and fencing with the wind with a used syringe on Main Street, Peace River, or downtown Calgary or Edmonton. Instead, those people deserve help. They deserve care. Healthcare ought to help them get healthy, and that's why we are building 11 recovery communities, including one, as you mentioned, in Grand Prairie. And we are going to continue on this path. We're moving forward with a $35 million investment to the Northwest for addiction treatment in that Grand Prairie facility. Many of these are partnerships with Indigenous as well, knowing that they are disproportionately affected. We're not waiting around for the federal government to start to get to work. We're not waiting around for the woke activists to tell us that we need to put more drugs on the street to solve the addiction crisis. Alberta government's using a common sense solution that says that those in addiction deserve an opportunity at recovery, not indefinite facilitated addiction in the public and in our communities.
And we know another thing in a lot of communities around here is definitely a lot of people struggling to find housing. I know there have been some numbers that have come up recently about some more housing starts happening across the province. What have kind of been some things that you're looking to do to try to get some more homes built here in the Peace region to help get more people with roofs over their heads, so to speak?
Absolutely. There's lots of different dynamics when it comes to housing. One is when it comes to homelessness, often individuals who struggle from homelessness also have an overlay of trauma in their past, multi-generational, mental health challenges, addiction challenges. We need to address those first and foremost before we start looking at a broad low-income housing, though we need to continue doing that. The other question is we need more housing stock across this whole province. And Peace River, I think, is set to continue to grow and boom over the next decade. And so a lot of what we're doing is working with the municipalities and trying to make sure we reduce all red tape possible. And we're doing our part in government. We've reduced a massive amount of red tape, not only in the last term from 2019 to 2023, but also in this term, we're reducing even more. You'll see exciting legislation coming forward to that end in this upcoming session that I will be happy to come back on and talk to you about. But we know we need to keep moving forward at lightning speed to meet the demand. Alberta's grown by almost 200,000 Albertans in this last year. We need to keep growing the housing stock. And we're going to be looking to partner with municipalities to reduce the burden so that it's easier for housing starts to happen, for families to invest, and for developers to start building and employing Albertans, but also creating homes for all these new Albertans who are coming to find opportunity in our province.
And keeping on sort of the infrastructure theme, one big project, of course, here at Peace River is the rehabilitation of the old bridge, which is have been going on for quite a while. And the latest we've heard of Alberta Transportation that they've put some parts of the project up for re-tendering because of some issues that have popped up. What's kind of been the latest, I guess, on the bridge project right now? When can we finally see it finished?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Alberta Transportation has re-tendered some because of substandard delivery by some of the contracts. Between that and earlier troubles through COVID when it came to the supply chain, it really has pushed it out. But we're hoping to see this next year, the completion of that, the tendering finished, and then before the end of next year, we'll be moving forward with a fully renovated bridge.
Definitely know a lot of people will be looking forward to that. And finally, we always like to get a little bit of a personal question to the politicians here. Now, we are coming up on Halloween here in a few days. We know it's sometimes the little ones can get really into the Halloween spirit. I know you've got a young child at home. What's Halloween been like sort of getting ready for that in your house?
Well, carving of pumpkins happened this week. We hope they'll last all the way until Thursday night. And I think the plan is to get a cowboy hat for the young lad. My son is a big fan of cowboys. He saw rodeos all across the constituency this last year. He saw the North Peace Stampede out in Grimshaw. He saw the Lacrete Rodeo, saw Manning. So he's very excited about the possibility of being a cowboy when he grows up. And I think that it's going to have to be a cowboy hat for him this year.
Hopefully you can maybe round up some candy or something there on Halloween night. Anyhow, Dan Williams, the MLA for Peace River, the Minister for Mental Health and Addictions, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Kyle.